It's been 150 years since violence gripped Western Illinois, where Mormons established a city of 20,000. People were killed and homes were burned before the Mormon faithful launched an exodus to Utah. Now the state of Illinois has formally expressed regret for the violence, including the 1844 murder of Mormon founder Joseph Smith at the hands of an Illinois mob. The gesture comes as thousands of Mormons are returning to Illinois, both as tourists and new residents. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
In the 1840s, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints built a city of 20,000 on the banks of the Mississippi River. Nauvoo was governed by Mormon founder Joseph Smith, who also controlled the courts and the nation's second biggest military force. That and polygamy put Mormons at odds with their neighbors, resulting in the killing of Smith and the exodus to Utah. Patrick Quinn is the lieutenant governor of Illinois.
I want to express our official regrets to the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for the events that occurred in Nauvoo, and the fact that people of faith were asked to leave our state is not something that Illinois is proud of, and I think it's important to close that chapter of history, and we want to welcome all citizens of all faiths to our state.
Quinn addressed a news conference at church headquarters in Salt Lake City, where he and other state officials presented Mormon leaders with the Illinois legislature's resolution of regret. It resulted from a ski trip to Utah, where an Illinois lawmaker heard the Nauvoo story from the husband of Utah's governor, who traces his roots to Nauvoo. The town of 1,000 is now a major Mormon tourist and religious destination, attracting 1 million visitors last year and more than 500 Mormon missionaries and workers. That may be what Mormon Apostle James Faust had in mind when he accepted the Illinois resolution.
We view this resolution as an affirmation that Nauvoo is yet again and will remain a place of peace, and that Latter-day Saints will always have a home in Illinois.
But back in Illinois, the resolution is dismissed as misfocused and uninformed by John Hallwas, a professor at Western Illinois University who has written a history of the Mormon-non-Mormon conflicts in Hancock County, Illinois.
Such an apology totally ignores the significant Mormon responsibility for the conflict in Hancock County. The significant act of violence that led to mob action against Joseph Smith was Smith's own destruction of an opposition newspaper, the Nauvoo Expositor, a reprehensible violation of freedom of the press and the right to due process of law, in an effort by Smith to silence his critics.
Mormon opponents also resented Smith's military might, political influence, and practice of polygamy. Hallwas says none of that justifies the violence directed at Mormons, but there was plenty of violence on both sides, he says, suggesting a church apology is also appropriate.
The violence would never have occurred without those Mormon actions, and one suspects that the Mormons will never apologize for their obvious contributions to the violence that erupted.
Today, a church spokesman said he could not respond by our deadline to a question about a possible Mormon apology for the conflicts in Illinois 160 years ago. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.